It's not every day that you get to reconnect with your high school crush. I've reconnected with my high school crush on many occasions. She just doesn't know it, really.
Okay.
I go through her trash every Tuesday. But this is not about me right now. This is about Trevor, who's on the phone for a second date update. We're about to call Brittany, a girl that he went to high school with. Mm-hmm. He had a crush on her in high school. They actually ended up studying together. And during their little study session, he was nervous about what to do because there was a girl around. So he called his mom to ask for advice on how to be smooth with the ladies. His mom told him to make a veggie plate.
Oh, mom.
So he made a veggie plate and came out and she said, no, thank you. I have to go. And they haven't really ever talked since. But recently he saw her on Facebook and she's single now. So he wants to try to rekindle their love, if you can even call it that, with a second date update. Trevor, this will be the first that she's hearing about you since that day?
Yeah, that's correct.
And wow. You guys didn't hang out again after your one study session while you were in high school?
No, we didn't even talk.
Oh my God.
Okay, so nothing. So this is going to be completely out of the blue for her.
Yeah, I have no idea if she'll even remember me.
Perfect.
Can I ask you, was she a stereotypical hot girl in high school where she was a jerk, or was she actually really nice?
I think she was pretty nice. Everyone, she was well-liked. I think that's why she was popular.
Yeah, okay. Other than turning down a veggie plate.
Yeah.
All right.
Who does that? Yeah.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Is this Brittany?
Yes.
Hi, Brittany. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Hi, Brittany.
Not much. What are you all doing?
Oh, just hanging out, you know, figured we'd give you a call and check in and see how your day's going.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
It's a great question.
Well, I want to talk to you about something for a second, something you might not even remember.
Okay.
It happened back when you were in high school.
Oh, gosh. Is this for real, or is this a prank?
No, this is not a prank. This is for real.
Okay, this is a little different, but okay.
So there was a dude named Trevor that you went to high school with. Do you remember a guy named Trevor?
Trevor? In my class?
Yeah, let me see if I can jog your memory a little bit, okay? So you guys went to high school together. I guess he was in one of your classes. And one day you guys studied together.
Okay, that still could be a lot of people.
Well, I'm thinking you might remember studying with this guy. He was a freshman and you were a sophomore.
Okay.
And I guess you guys had geometry together.
Okay.
And one day after school, you went over to his house to study.
Okay.
Okay, nothing yet?
There.
Remembering Trevor?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, the only other way that I think I could get you to remember him is he tried to impress you with a veggie tray.
Oh, my gosh.
Got it just
so
right
you remember about. You remember the veggie tray.
I do remember that.
Aww.
That was the karate guy.
The karate veggie tray guy, yeah. So, and Trevor actually emailed us because he wanted us to get
She's
a hold
so
of you.
Happy.
Because he
no
had a
way.
Huge crush on you in high school, and I guess still kind of has a crush on you, and saw you on Facebook the other day and wanted to see if you'd go out with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you for real?
I am 100% serious, yeah.
He told us the whole story about how you asked him to study,
God.
And it was, like, seriously the most memorable moment of all of his high school career.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That is so weird.
Were you interested in Trevor in high school, or was that just a study session for you?
I just needed to pass geometry, and he was the smart guy. No doubt. He was a smart kid.
Was it obvious that he liked you, though?
I don't know. I mean, he was younger, so you know how it is. Like, the younger guys, you know, look up to the older girls.
Right. And as a sophomore, you don't want to date a freshman. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing was so long ago. I kind of remember that afternoon. It would be hard to forget with the veggie tray. But, you know, it didn't get, like, totally weird until the next day when his mom called me.
Wait,
his mom called you?
Yeah. Oh my God. I've never told anybody about this. Yes, his mom called me and she told me that Trevor had been like really, really upset and crying in his room.
God. Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
And was just all devastated. And she wanted me to make sure that I knew that like he was a really good kid and that the veggie tray was her idea.
Oh my gosh.
She actually called you to let you know the veggie tray thing was hers.
Yes. She said she was just trying to help her son on his first date.
Oh, my God. I am mortified for him.
Oh, my God. I was, like, dying because I'm like, this was not a date. And I'm trying to explain to her. It's like, I need to help with geometry. That's it.
So you're like, we were actually just studying. That's all I wanted to go over there and do was study.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it was crazy. And she went on and on about how all he wanted to do was kiss me. And she was trying to help him, but she didn't know how it worked these days. And so, you know, she was all so apologetic about the vegetables. I'm like, it wasn't about the vegetables.
Were you just stunned on the other end of the phone? God. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Dude, I'm embarrassed.
As a kid, it's so nerve-wracking, like, when an adult to call you in the first place.
Yeah. Right. You know?
But the end of the conversation, she was trying so hard. I mean, I guess it was kind of sweet that she offered to drive us to the movies if we wanted to have a date. And I was just like, no, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You could have destroyed him in high school sharing that story.
She
no,
is nice.
But I didn't have the heart to do that because, you know, it's so tough anyway. And I remember. That's why I didn't talk about it. I didn't tell him about it.
Oh, that is nice of you. That's really nice of you not to put him on blast for
angel.
His whole high school. I wonder if he knows, because he didn't mention to us about his mom calling you when we talked to him.
I hope for his sake he doesn't know. He doesn't need to
know.
What if his mom told him?
If he didn't know before, he knows now, because he's on the other line listening to this conversation.
No.
Yes.
Yep.
Trevor, what's up?
Oh, my God.
Trevor, you there?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm mortified. I can't believe it either. My mom's horrible.
she loves you.
Yeah. You got to give her that. Did you know your mom had done that, Trevor?
No, not at all. We had never talked about it.
Oh, man.
She came home and she asked me how it went. And I'm sure I probably like just went to my room or something. I don't know. I don't even really remember crying.
Sure. Wait, Trevor, you were such a nice guy, and it was so nice of you to be willing to help me with geometry. But yeah, that was a crazy day.
Well, you're still very sweet if you're able to say all that. So, I mean, I hope maybe if you want to, we can, you know, go on a second date, another first date.
Yeah. That's better,
first date. I promise there will be no vegetables and there will be no mothers.
All meat date.
It's been a long time since you guys have seen each other.
Yeah,
but I gotta say, I'm a lot different than what I was in high school. I don't do karate. I don't wear my outfits to school anymore. I mean, I actually play the mandolin now. And so I'm a lot cooler than I used to be.
That's nice. He put down the veggie tray and picked up an instrument.
Yeah.
I don't even know exactly what a mandolin is.
Well, you can find out. Brittany, would you like to go on a first/second date with Trevor 10 years later? We will pay for it.
I can't believe he even remembers me. It would be fun to catch up. I mean, what about like lunch or something like that? I think that could be kind of fun.
Okay, no pressure.
Lunch? Of course I'm going to have lunch with you. That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, awesome. Congratulations, Trevor. I don't know if we can call this a date yet, but at least you get to go out with Brittany.
It's a catch-up.
It's a catch-up.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yes.
This is really fun.
You're welcome.
Been a great day.
You have to call your mother and chew her out for that whole incident.
Tell her I said hi.